a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two of the Midnight Rider here on RBN, and we'll get back into the economy here. Actually, I don't think we ever got into the economy, quite honestly, but we'll dig into it here in just a few minutes. If you'd like to join us, the number to be on the program tonight is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at both MidnightRiderShow.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. So come on in and grab a name and join us. Always good conversations in both rooms. Always going on. I wanted to say hello to everybody. Everybody listening on RBN, howdy. Everybody listening over on TruthNet Radio, where the program is simulcast every night, howdy. To everybody listening on KU Satellite, howdy. To everybody listening on an FM or AM station, be it a low power or a licensed AM/FM out there, howdy. Welcome to the program. Glad you're with us. And thank you so much for being there. And to all the station operators, both micros and AM/FM operators, thank you for having the program on and for carrying RBN. It means an awful lot that we're there in your burg or your town or your city with the message of liberty and freedom. And just so glad to be able to do this. All right. Huckabee. Out of money. This is from the American Spectator. Less than a month after a huge upset victory and promises that fundraising would be ramped up, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is asking his senior staff to keep working for him without pay, a la Giuliani, while lower-level campaign staff are seeing their salaries cut dramatically or eliminated altogether. The goal is to get a leaner, meaner campaign structure moving into Super Tuesday, says a senior campaign advisor, but many of those being asked to take the cut are refusing and walking away, leaving the campaign with holes to fill. The money simply hasn't come in at a rate that we expected, says the aide. Florida's a $7 million commitment that we can't meet, and if we did, that leaves us exposed for Super Tuesday, where we have a lot of states and a lot of media buys. We had to make tough decisions. So there in a similar boat to Rudy Poot Giuliani. So the possibility of, will Huckabee be able to stay in the race? And I know that they have raised more money this quarter quicker than they have in the past. And I know they were up over $1.6 million the last time I had checked. And I was going to pop over there and see exactly where they're at. Yeah, they're over $2 million right now. $2,107,000. And $10, but still not what they're going to need. And same thing with all the candidates. All the candidates are hurting at this point. Ron Paul with $8 or $9 million in the bank, plus I guess another $3 million for this quarter so far. So that may put them a little bit ahead, but still a lot of work to do. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Biscardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Midnight Rider on the Monday Night Edition, January 21st, 2008. Glad you're with us. Back to the telephone. Mike in Austin, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to first, before I get to my points, say that you're a real comforting voice in the madness that we live in. And I appreciate your show and listen to it darn near every single night.
Excellent.
To get on to perhaps, you know, the economy and whatnot, The reason we saw things fall apart today is because there's no confidence in the dollar anymore. And there's no reason for confidence in the dollar anymore because they're printing it up at breakneck speed, and the M3 is not even reported anymore. No one knows what the valuation of the dollar is anymore. And this is why the markets, you know, fell all to hell today, and that's why they're predicting a 1,000-point fall in the Dow tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, and, because, I mean, at this point, one can only assume that since they stopped the M3 reporting, that, that what you've done is you've just been printing it as much as you possibly can, and you flooded the market with dollars. That's all you can assume.
And I think that, you know, assuming is one thing, but then seeing realistically what occurs is another thing.
True.
But they both add up to the same measure.
Right.
Now, here's what to expect tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to fall 1,000 because I tend to think that the Fed's in meetings right now trying to escape an absolute collapse tomorrow. So they might pull some kind of PPT, you know, plunge protection team apparatus or lever, and get it to only fall maybe 500 points. But here's what I've told all my family and all my friends that listen to me, and there's not a whole lot of them. Here's what I've told them. Tomorrow morning, get cash in hand. Go buy some food. Go buy a gun. And go buy some ammo. I think it's that serious, and I think we're at the, twelfth hour, and I'm not afraid to admit my position anymore. And I think we could be at the end of the clock here. You know, I think it's that serious. That I think for another thing, just to let people know my disposition on this, is that there are two factions in this globalist ideology, and they don't agree with each other, but they both have the end goal in mind, and they're fighting with each other, and I think the current establishment is in less power than the other side of the globalists, and the other side's really angry with what this current side has done, but they still want the end goal, which is power and control. In a, sure. in a one world order, in a globalist monetary policy, and so I think it's real serious right now.
Oh yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree. I it's amazing how all of a sudden we were kooks yesterday, and today a lot of people are looking at us and going, "Hey, you guys aren't so dumb after all, not so crazy." I've talked with other people tonight who said that, you know, they've been telling people that this had been coming for years, and now all of a sudden they're getting phone calls from these people saying, "What should I do? What should I do?"
I was called crazy for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
and I'm a young guy. I'm 34.
Right.
And I was called crazy and kook and all the rest for the last 10 years, and now I got people calling me saying, "Hey man, what's happening?" Because I'm scared.
Sure. Oh yeah, because I mean, all of a sudden, wait a minute, that old kooky crazy guy was right, and. And we laughed at him. I better get him on the phone. He might have some information I need to know. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And we've seen this over and over, Mike, how what they claim one day is conspiracy theory turns out a few years down the road, or just a few months down the road now, to be fact.
You know, and, you know, on Friday, I predicted to folks, I said 3-day weekends historically, you know, if you just read history, 3-day weekends have been bad for the economy.
Right.
And look what happened.
Sure enough. And here we are. Australia's down 7%. There's other markets that are down. I think the Nikkei was down.
The Nikkei, as we speak, the Nikkei is down 700. So that's basically 6.8%.
Canadian market got nailed yesterday, down 605 points, almost 5% down.
It was down in Brazil. It was down in Ecuador. It was down everywhere. And then we're just... The reason they shut this off, you know, people have the mentality that, oh, these markets affect the American market. Well, no, it's the reverse. The American market affects everyone, and they are scared to death worldwide what's going to happen tomorrow morning. in just a few hours, and it could be the beginning of all kinds of heck that no
well,
one
and
wants.
It's almost like these markets are all in a canyon, and one market hollers in the canyon, and it starts echoing, and it affects every market, each individual.
Well, that's
what happens overseas. Yeah, what happens overseas will affect us tomorrow. What happens overseas tonight is going to affect us here tomorrow. What we do tomorrow will affect them tomorrow night.
All these dancing partners dance in tandem, and they're all scared because we're the biggest boy on the block, and they're all so scared they're running away with their money because they don't trust the valuation of the dollar, and they figure it's gonna head down real south here in just about 8 hours.
And it leaves two big countries sitting in the rocking chair: China and Russia, and Russia has no debt.
Yeah, and I got reports that Russia has nuke subs, nuclear capable and armed subs off the east coast right now, and this could be a big sellout. We know we've been sold out, and people just like to volley which names are the ones that sold us out. Well, I've got information that right off the east coast right now, they're armed nuke Russian subs, and that they're running combat missions with F-16s and F-15s over Massachusetts, Connecticut, and the West Coast right now as we speak.
Wow, I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised. And just wait, folks, because the fire sale is about to come. I mean, once this stuff starts falling apart, you're going to see infrastructure in this country go for cheap. You thought the Chinese got a good deal getting into Citibank? Hey, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to be garage sale prices.
Well, I agree with that, but I also don't think necessarily it'll get that far, because here's what people need to expect, insofar as my opinion, and then I'll let you go because I know you probably got other calls. But if this thing turns turtle tomorrow, when will the real breakdown occur? It'll be a couple weeks. It ain't going to happen tomorrow. So people need to get their affairs in order and think about what matters to them real quick.
Well, it could even go out a couple of years, Mike, because that's what happened in 1929. It took 2 years before the full effects of the Great Depression were felt. I mean, they had little rallies and thought that they might turn the markets around, but they weren't able to do it because they didn't know at the time that the Federal Reserve was sitting behind the scenes contracting the money supply and playing games on them. And that's what I'm expecting here, is that they've unleashed all this credit and all this money out, and I'm waiting for them to jerk it back up like a yo-yo.
Well, and that's what's going to occur, and you answered my response, so I need not say a whole lot, because in 29, it was a paper trail back then.
Right.
Now it's immediate. Now the news is instantaneous, and things can happen real fast now.
They can indeed. Mike, I appreciate the call.
Hey, you take care, man, and God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thanks for being a part of the program tonight. Yeah, I mean, this is going to be it may be a crazy day tomorrow. The Hang Seng Index down 8.04%. Getting this information from the chat room, as people watching these markets, and they're going. I mean, this is crazy. But this is the fiat money system, and the fact that it's been controlled by a small few in a private corporation, mind you, where, yes, you can buy stock in it. When I tell people they can buy stock in the Federal Reserve, they freak out. I say, go Google it. Look it up, because you can. Huh? So the Federal Reserve is about as federal as Federal Express. And their mouths are left hanging over. I mean, I've even told this to people in the banking industry, and they look at me just like, you got to be kidding me. No. No, you have been scammed too. Back in a minute, we got Leo in Massachusetts holding it, Justin in Washington. Take those calls when we come back on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Midnight Rider, just looking at some of these world markets, Asia Pacific markets. I'm just going to run through just a list here. 7.26 down, 5.55% down, 8.04% down, 9.1% down, 9.1% down, 1.45% down, 5.65% down, 1.09% down, 5.46% down. 4.43% down, 6.51% down. These numbers are updating, and they're changing. I mean, it's incredible. We're sitting here and watching this. European markets will be opening here probably in the next hour or two, and I'm sure they're going to be down again today as well. And then the markets here in the United States open. And Mike did mention that, you know, will the plunge protection team stop something, or will these pre-programmed stops that are computerized, will they kick in if the fall or crash is too quick? That's something that we're going to have to watch and see. Let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, thank you for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Ms. Chambers. I love your bumper music. Get a few more ideas for it. How would you like to put on segments of It's All Right, Ma? you know, it's got lots of little stuff like, and the rules of the road have been lodged. It's only people's games you've got to dodge. I've got nothing, Ma, to live up to. And the rules of the... And another song to get would be... are you familiar with Phil Oakes' pieces?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, get a hold of Power and Glory. This is our real American anthem. Power and Glory by Phil Oakes. And also, Is There Anybody Here by Phil Oakes. Really good stuff there, really good patriotic stuff. But back to the issue at hand, I guess, is the... Oh, and also check out While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Oh, great
Beatles.
Song. Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, it's got all the right words. It says everything, how we were twisted around. Anyway, mm-hmm. As far as this whole big drop we're expecting tomorrow, I was speaking to somebody the other day on the one of the shows, and they said that it's gotten beyond the point where they can go into the derivatives market to alter the... You know how they do that?
Right.
They buy up the derivatives market. You know that game?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it seems like the suckers aren't going for it anymore. So this time it could be a really big one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because like I was saying earlier, the rope has been strung out, and there's no more rope. And like I was telling Mike, I'm waiting for the Fed, like a yo-yo, to come snapping this thing back and making this thing really fall apart. Because after all, that is the design. These people involved with the Fed, they don't lose any wealth. The wealth is never destroyed. It's just going to be redistributed. So the wealth that the American people have are going to be put right back in the hands of the very same people that are causing the problem, just like it's always been done.
Well, it's not wealth, it's power. There's the difference. See,
there's two things. There's a wealth, and then there's a power, and wealth can create power. And these people are after the power at this point right now. But again, the wealth of this country will go right into their hands, and will essentially be a third world nation.
Well, I mean, I think we've already gotten there, but we have a media that doesn't let us know that.
Oh yeah, my wife had a friend on that I was talking to today. She lives in Wisconsin, and she put me on the phone to her, and we were talking, and she was asking me about the economy because she had heard part of my afternoon show today. And she says, where do you find this information? I said, it's on the internet. It's in newspapers. It's on news network websites. And I said, plus there's reporting from European media, media all over the world. And she says, well, why don't we see this? I said, because they don't want you to see it. Said, you get just a small glimpse of what's going on, and most of what you see is manufactured. She said, I had no clue. I said, this stuff's all over the place. All you have to do is just go find it.
Well, it's not hard.
It
seems like there's a big divide, and I'm surprised it's still a divide that those who are on the internet and actually pay attention, and the rest of the people. And I can't understand how it hasn't infiltrated the whole society. How there'd be so many people just kind of like going along without. I think partially the problem is, we think that these things are beyond our control, and to a certain extent they are. And ways of putting control back in the hands of the people is what we really need to be going after. I think everything
right.
else is a waste of time.
Well, and that's the message in the end of the Ron Paul message, is that this is our revolution. It's about us as a people taking our country back. It's not just about being him being president. That's just a small part of it. If even that's what his desire is. I think the key focus is that this is our revolution. It's up to us. And the thing, Leo, it's always been up to us. So in the end, nothing changes until we get up off our butts and do something about it. Leo, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Gonna grab a break. We'll come back and talk to Justin in Washington and to Wolfgang on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. That number again, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Justin in Washington. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about what you were talking about previously on the show as far as your kids and the Xbox.
Sure.
And in the country, these kids just going crazy. You know, it seems like today that the parents in the country are really, I think, to blame, because what happens is the parents are only as strong as their weakest link. And if you got one set of parents in a community that let their kids do whatever they want to, then the other kids in that community are going to go over to their house, and they're going to do whatever they want to. And, you know, I fix computers, and I go into people's house, and I see things that go on, you know. And I'm an assistant scoutmaster in this town, and I help lead kids. And it's really sick and, you know, perverted to see what goes on behind closed doors, and these kids don't even care who sees it. You know what I mean?
I know.
And this is going on like never before in my community and around here, and it's just, it's horrible. Now, getting back to that Xbox you were talking about, I wouldn't even want my kids near it. Those things put off harmful amounts of radiation that are illegal. There was actually a bunch of college kids, and they couldn't get their Wi-Fi to work, and they couldn't get their Bluetooth to work around those Xboxes. So they got a guy from Cisco to test the radiation coming out of those things. And what they found out was, is see, a normal Wi-Fi device uses one of 12 channels, and that's all that's legal.
Right.
And there's just a little blip on the screen. Well, they hooked up their testing equipment to the Xbox, and it was flooding all 12 channels with radiation, and they couldn't figure out why, and there was this pulse. This big red pulse on this going through all the middle of the channels that was putting out tons of radiation.
Right.
And they found out it's not even when the machine's on. They found out it just has to be plugged into the wall, and it will put out that radiation. And they said the reason is because the game controller has a power button on it that turns the console on. And so that game controller is also putting out that kind of power.
Right.
So you're wondering, you get your kids have that in their hands, they've got that radio, that transmitter in their hands, and they're sitting within 20 feet of one that's plugged into the wall that's putting that out.
And I'll take you one step further, because while you were talking about that, I just thought of this. The power supply, because I bought the power supply, I just didn't know it. The power supply is not sealed.
Is it not?
It's not. It's just a board, a plug-in board. Three little cables, and you're in. And it screws in. It's sitting there wide open.
So there's no RF shielding around it?
No.
Well, it'd be even worse for you. You know, it's not just bad enough that your kids get their minds melted from watching it and that sort of thing, but they're getting radiated at the same time. You know?
Well, I mean, hey, you know, let them play Xbox while they're getting vaccinated. I guess that would be the perfect circle for them, wouldn't it? I mean, that's the craziness.
Well,
of all of this.
You know, the whole thing about the Xbox, I don't know if you know how the original Xbox was developed. I mean, as far as the work that went into it. They got college kids that hadn't graduated yet, and they hired them while they were in college, and Microsoft said, we need a game console. And so they said, well, how do you want us to build it? And they said, take parts off the shelf and build it as fast as you can for as low a price as you can. And
right.
That's why it had so many problems with it.
Well, yeah, it sounds like Microsoft Windows.
Yeah. And
testing? We don't need no testing. Put it out there. There you go. We'll call it Vista. There we go.
Yeah.
Justin. Yeah, indeed, yeah. Thanks for the call, Justin. I appreciate it.
All right.
Great call. Have a great night. Good talking to you. Wolfgang, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good evening, Mike. How you doing?
Pretty good. You know, I'm going to have to start announcing you like an old wrestler from parts unknown. It's Wolfgang.
Yeah, that's true. I'm undisclosed location for a reason, but...
I understand. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. I'm sitting here listening to your show, and I'm in your chat room, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
If the economy does go south like you're talking about, wouldn't that be like a blessing in disguise, Mike?
Yeah, I think in the end it probably will be, you know, because that's going to wake people up, and when people get hungry, I think people will start seeing that this whole thing's been a scheme.
Yeah, that's true. Not only that, a lot of the people that are out here that know the cause of it will be able to educate their neighbors, and there's no way in heck they're going to be able to put together another Federal Reserve or have the Amero come in to replace the Fed, because nobody's going to believe him anymore.
Well, depending on how fast they were to implement it. I mean, I could, you know, the sell of it to a brainwashed population would be so easy. Say, look, you know, this is what's happened. We understand the problems. There's a new currency. This is how it's backed. This is the way we're doing it. We're combining with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. So our economies have all been tied, have always been tied together. And this is going to work best for all three countries, and it's going to bring us out of this. And when you have people hungry, they'll go for it. And we'll go back to a New Deal type thing where Hillary Clinton will come out with her own version of the Works Project Administration and the Civilian Conservation Corps, and people will get put back to work, and a chicken in every pot, and the whole nine yards, and they'll buy it all over again. We're going to take care of the elderly, going to give you free health care, even though the Canadians who are in intensive care are getting shipped to the United States because there's not enough room in their national health care hospitals. But that's beside the point. They'll sell this, and people will buy it, provided they do it quick enough. Now, if this is protracted, and we have time to start talking to people, providing we're not having to hole up ourselves to protect what we've got, then they could turn out very positive, and that we're able to wake up a whole bunch of folks who turn out to be rip snorting mad, and you take the country back that way. But right. I sure hope we don't have to do it that way.
Yeah, I hope not either. That would be kind of not good and not conducive to good health, if you know what I mean.
Right, exactly.
This whole martial law scenario that might come about because of that, would you have time to do a program about that in the next couple of days if it all goes south?
Yeah, let me. I've got to try to start putting some stuff together here because that's been kind of one of my reservations in scheduling guests.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a whole lot of things I want to talk about.
Right.
Because I mean, we've talked Ron Paul till we're blue in the face.
Right.
But yet it's like we still have to talk about him, and we're still having to talk about. And now this thing comes across, and the two kind of tie together. And I don't want to be sitting here talking one night about Flight 93. Well, that's an important issue when the world's burning down.
Right. That's true.
And so I'm trying to keep everything kind of loose and where we can go any way that we need to go. And because a lot of these, you know, you schedule people for guests, and, you know, and they'll, you know, they've got a regular job. And like, you know, most people in this Patriot movement, if they're not doing this full time, are working and doing this on the side. You know, they've got to schedule jobs and the whole nine yards just to come on a program.
That's true.
And so you hate having to move them around. But, yeah, I'm going to kind of sit back, see where we're at. I mean, there's another index down now, 11.74%. It's the BSESN, the Jakarta Composite, down 9.69%. We've got people in the chat room keeping a close eye on this at RBN, the RBN chat room of republicbroadcasting.org. I mean, it's just we're sitting here continuing to watch it. India is crashing, 13% down.
Hmm. Yeah, it could have worldwide ramifications. That's
true. It already has. And our market hasn't even opened. It hasn't been open since Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what transpires. It might be a Chernobyl-type meltdown of the FRN, but we'll pick up the slack in the next couple of days. And if you need an expert on survival preparedness, I'll be happy to come on and share what I know, all right?
Thanks, Wolfgang. I appreciate it, and thanks for the call.
And thanks for your program, man.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Okay.
The Hang Seng Index down 8.04. So this is the thing I like about these chat rooms. Interactive radio. These guys are giving us information and putting it out, and we're able to get it to you instantly. I mean, it's like everybody in the chat rooms are a reporter in the field. And the fact that you got two chat rooms going, getting information, is incredible. Because the Huckabee information that I got, that he's out of money, came from someone in the Midnight Rider chat room, the 00 Viper, who is a de facto producer for this program anyway. He just doesn't know it. He's been feeding me stuff for so long. It's habit. But that's the thing I like about this. And is because you've got these chat rooms going, and when this stuff starts happening, you will find it that these people that show up in these chat rooms have such a diverse amount of knowledge. And they'll start laying their knowledge at you. Well, I didn't know you knew this. And they just start laying it all out. And you go, wow. And then the information starts coming in because they know where to go look. And it just starts coming in and coming in, coming in. And you're going, wow, this is cool stuff. These guys are just so smart. All right, there's a clip for you here that I want to play. It was on the McLaughlin Group. This is from yesterday. They just heard a clip of Ron Paul. And these people just absolutely, literally go ballistic. Take a listen to this.
Saying, I don't think it's an exaggeration. I think it's an understatement. You've heard me say here, I think we are facing the worst financial crunch and crisis since the Great Depression. You have the entire banking system now that is virtually frozen, and there are not just a subprime mortgage thing. There are other things called credit default swaps where they're going to lose as much money, $250 billion on. The banks are frozen. They're not making loans because they have such huge debts that they have to take onto their balance sheets, and nobody knows how to deal with that because you had a dramatic. You have two bubbles that have burst at the same time. The housing bubble, which has collapsed in this country. The first time since the Great Depression that housing values have gone down for a year since the Depression, and it's going to go down even more next year. The credit crunch, you've just exploded the whole credit system in this country. We were way over-leveraged. The banking system was over-leveraged. People didn't even know about it. The bankers didn't know about it. They didn't assess the risk. Now that risk is piling in, and everybody's going to pay the price. It's going to stimulate nothing other. I mean, it's going to destimulate the economy. Nobody has money to lend. They're saving all their money to pay off their debts. They're borrowing money or looking at the rest of the world to enhance their capital, and it's still not going to solve their problem.
Okay, this worthy tried to pull it together. Why is the economy tanking?
We're fighting a trillion-dollar war, and we shouldn't be doing it. Those resources should be spent back here at home. There is an inflationary factor, but if you don't understand how inflation comes, we can't solve this problem. It comes from deficit financing with this warmongering foreign policy we have. We run up the deficits, we tax, We borrow from the Chinese, we can't borrow enough. Then what do? We print the money, and then you wonder where the inflation comes? The value of the dollar goes down and prices go up where the government gets involved in certain things like housing or medical care or education. Prices are skyrocketing. So you have to deal with the monetary issue to solve the problem of the medical issue.
Is Ron Paul right? You have to deal with the monetary policy before you deal with anything else. To account for deficit spending.
You know, I'm sorry. Mitt Romney starts your program and he says he's going to do something about the economy. When he was governor of Massachusetts, he had one half of 1% increase in employment in the 4 years he was governor, while the country's employment went up by 5.5%. He left the state with the highest unemployment rate that they have any state in the union. So his words are just phony words. This guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. Romney does know what he's talking about, and he's misleading.
I think he pulled it together.
He has pulled nothing together. He's just pulled words together.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the Iraq war was an economic boon. All I'm saying to you, it does not deal with the problems that this country is facing.
Despite the $1 trillion cost of the Iraq war,
we had 5 years of this war and the country was booming. The reason why the country is going down is because of the credit system, not because of the war.
Romney went to Michigan and pandered. He promised them $20 billion if he's president to revive the auto industry. So I'm not going to heap praise on him. Ron Paul is the closest thing we have to a Ross Perot. He is out there hammering away on this issue. I think he has a point to make. And the American people, if they really do link a wasteful war in Iraq with problems at home, then the politicians will really be up against the wall.
What do you think of what Eleanor said?
Well, the UN this week came out with a report projecting that in Iraq, the Iraqi economy this year and next year will grow at the rate of 7 to 8%. The U.S. economy right now is growing at the rate of 1.5%. So all of these little stimulus packages, and Hillary Clinton just recently said she's going to tack on a $40 billion rebate package along the lines of what President Bush is suggesting too. Look, none of these problems address the long-term issues in this economy about job creation and growth. I want to see a cut. I want to see the Bush tax cuts made permanent. I want to see a rollback of the tax rate.
I want the most important thing, John, is cutting federal spending.
All these guys
talk
about
I want culpability. Right. I want a villain. Why should it be this way? I haven't heard it yet.
John, look, let me talk this. Look, the United States is completely tapped out. We borrow from Europe to defend Europe. We borrow from the Arabs to fight a war to bring democracy to Iraq. We borrow from the Chinese and the Japanese to defend their oil lifelines. The United States saves nothing. We are now, we've got $5 trillion abroad. It is coming back to buy up Citibank.
So this goes back, goes back to Bush and the White House.
Well,
is that
it goes
right?
back to 1992, John. There is $5 trillion abroad. They're moving it into the sovereign wealth funds. They are snapping up Citibank, Morgan Stanley, Precom, all these
traceable to overspending by the government.
It is traceable to
and misspending by the government.
I agree the government is tapped out, but this is not the time for the ideological hobby horses. We're not going to solve the problem of sovereign wealth, and we're not going to make the Bush tax cuts permanent.
This government is going to perform and do some immediate
fixes that are needed for average people.
We got to get out. multiple choice on the Iraq war. Is the cost of the Iraq war a major drag on the economy, a medium drag, a minor drag, or no drag? Pap, you can.
It is a minor drag, John. There's $5 trillion in American dollars out there that foreign countries have, and they're coming back to buy America.
We wouldn't be reliant on those foreign countries to the extent that we are if we weren't funding a trillion or $2 trillion war. Major drag.
Minor drag in the whole context of this dynamic American economy that's having some serious problems.
You know, we've had four booming years while the war in Iraq has been going on. It's no drag at all. The problems we're having now have nothing to do with the war in Iraq.
A major
drag. Yeah, you are a drag, Mort Zuckerman. Because, I mean, it's a huge drag. Because, see, look, the military-industrial complex thought this was going to be a great boon. Turned out not to be because the MIC doesn't make a lot of money in low-intensity conflict. You got to have a big war. Because you want to build bombers and tanks and ships. That's where the money's at, not in machine guns and grenades.
Meanwhile,
the country implodes. Ah, but well, it was a catalyzing event, a new Pearl Harbor, and now we're in Iraq. Back in a minute with more.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Big wheels keep on turning, carry me home to smack you.
right, final few minutes here on the Midnight Rider tonight. Oh, I love it. I like this music much better. Took me long enough to get it together, and we finally got it all in, and much better to listen to. I can deal with it. Tunes I know and tunes I like. You know, the interesting thing about that clip that we played before the break is that everybody wants their pet projects to continue. They want the war to go on. They want their projects to take care of the American people right now, instant measures to take care of it. Well, putting it back in the government's hands, the government doesn't want to screw this thing up. I mean, yeah, let's let them have another crack at it since they did so dandy the first time. They got bamboozled into believing a bunch of stupid bankers and went right along with it. And these bankers have been laughing their behinds off now for almost 100 years because they finally got their hands on everything in this country. And, folks, it's all collateralized. Everything is for sale. And the chickens are coming home to roost. And they're not telling the American people on the mainstream media what's happening and why it's happening, because when they do, panic in this country is going to set in. And if you've not, and Mike in Austin is right, if you've not started making preparations, and I know we've got a bunch of new listeners, and you're probably sitting here taking this stuff and going, oh my God, what are these people talking about? This is for you. Look, you've got to get prepared. We've been talking about this stuff for years. Guys, I've been at this for a year and a half on the radio. Guys have been at this a long time talking about this. And have been telling people to get prepared for two decades. And it's come. And you need to prepare yourself. You need to get some food. Find out what your family likes. Go get it. And do what you can. And you got to start getting ready right now. And if you think you need a gun, get one. Because you're going to have to make the decision on what you do to protect and to feed your family. The hard times are coming, folks. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no way around it. I know that, you know, a lot of people think, well, you guys are a bunch of conspiracy kooks. Yeah, maybe we are. But boy, we have the honor of being right quite a bit. And we've been talking about this for a long, long time. And if you don't believe me, why don't you do some research on the Federal Reserve tonight? Do some research on the income tax and find out that what we're telling you is true. You've been robbed for almost 100 years of the best of what you put out. Some people up to half of their income or more. Just having it stolen away from them. Imagine what you could have done with that for your kids and your grandkids, your wife or your husband, and the life that you could have had. But instead, you're sitting here barely making ends meet while you're fishing out the best that you put out to somebody who's running it down a hole to pay essentially what's the interest on a mob note. We'll see how things progress tomorrow, folks. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. And we will save it. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. God bless everybody. With